mid-year with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Lawmakers around the state are marking Earth Day in a variety of ways. And later this morning, state lawmakers plan to introduce a package of bills involving renewable energy and electronics recycling and more at the Capitol in Madison at 10 a.m. We're going to look at what these proposed measures entail, and you have a line on this State Capitol Report at 800-642-1234. Adam Nealon is the Republican state representative from Pewaukee. He represents Sussex, Pewaukee, parts of Lisbon, and half of the city of Waukesha. Representative Nealon, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Kate. Happy to be here.
Well, help us understand the overall goal of this package of bills. What do you aim to do here?
Sure. Well, ultimately, I think we can all agree that both Republicans and Democrats, we believe in protecting the environment, preserving our heritage, and ultimately improving the quality of life. So what these package of bills aim to do is provide market-based solutions to help encourage more renewable energy, more clean energy in Wisconsin, and just take a giant step towards improving the quality of life in Wisconsin.
Well, let's go further into these proposals. One measure would involve a charging corridor here in the state for electronic and hybrid vehicles. What would this entail?
Sure. So one of the proposals is called the Clean Energy Corridor, and it provides grants to businesses along major highways connecting Wisconsin to surrounding states to install the electric vehicle charging station. So the charging station would be it would be done similarly to how we did the broadband grants, where private companies can go half and half with the state to build these high-quality, clean energy charging stations. So that way, when people are traveling in their electric vehicle throughout our interstate system, whether it be to work in the morning throughout the state or traveling in the state of Wisconsin, they have certainty knowing that there will be an electric vehicle charging station no more than 70 miles away. It will be close to the freeway, and it will give them a fast charge so they can get in, charge up, and be out on their way in less than a half an hour.
How would the grant program be paid for?
Good question. So half of it would be paid through Volkswagen settlement money. I don't know if your listener base is familiar with this issue, but Volkswagen is basically owes a certain amount to the state through a settlement. And I think there's about $20 million left for the state of Wisconsin to use. Now, there are specific issues that we have to use that money for, and it fits nicely into this program, the Clean Energy Corridor. So about half of that money, the plan is about half that money to be used, about $10 million to go directly into these charging stations for a matching grant program. So about half would be paid by the state based on the settlement funds, and the other half would come from private industries that want to locate these charging stations at their place of business.
Where do you envision this corridor being in the state?
Well, ultimately, I'd like to see it off every interstate in the state of Wisconsin. I think that the most logical place to start is probably the corridor between Illinois and Minnesota along 94, starting in Kenosha and running up through La Crosse and having it being available, throughout the Milwaukee to Madison, and then all the way up to Minnesota. So from one state to the other state, that way, that's where the highest traffic is, and that's also where a lot of our tourism comes from.
We're talking with Adam Nealon, a Republican state representative from Pewaukee and representing the 98th Assembly District, looking at a package of bills being introduced today. And we want to hear from you. What is your reaction to measures like this? Would more charging stations around the state factor into your decision to buy an electric or hybrid vehicle? There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Let's look at another bill that would deal with renewable energy rebates. Can you help us understand first what the goal is of this measure in its current form?
Sure. The goal would be for more residential consumers to use more renewable energy. It's starting to catch up in terms of price, and it's for a lot of people, it's a great option. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, there's a lot of upfront costs, right? You know, some people don't want to pay the huge investment to put the solar panels, you know, on their house, but they want to use clean energy, right? They want to use wind, they want to use solar, and the option would be that they could contact their utility provider and let them know that they want to use clean energy, the renewable energy at their home. Almost every utility provider provides a service where they can opt into how much they would like to use, whether it be 25, 50, 75, and 100%. We would make sure that those utility providers are offering that option. And we would also, in your first year, offer that we would pay half of the premium that you would be spending for renewable energy. So whatever increase in your bill would be, I think we have done a study that says it'd be about a 15% increase if you want to run renewable energy to your home. But we would pay, the state of Wisconsin would pay half of that to help more customers opt into renewable energy and help offset some of that cost.
Could this pose challenges at all for energy suppliers in rural parts of the state?
Potentially, but we have talked to a lot of energy providers, and they're very supportive of this plan. They have done a lot of the infrastructure investments already because renewable energy, it has become more and more attractive for residential and business consumers. So they have loaded a lot of renewable energy into their portfolio already. So they like the idea of more people actually capitalizing and utilizing this program. Now, I could foresee if this is an incredibly popular program, which I hope it is, that down the line, you know, instead of being able to offset the cost of 100%, you know, everybody using 100%, you know, it might lock out at 75 or 50% that you would have be only able to use for your renewable and still get your 50% rebate. So instead of it being a high cost for those providers, I think that if anything, we'll just have to draw down the incentive that we offer. But I actually believe that the utilities will be supportive and appreciative of this measure.
And so there's also this training component involving wind and solar energy authored by Representative Mike Kuglich of New Berlin. Can you tell us about the training that you want to have happen and how that works?
Yeah, it sounds like you did your homework, Kate. I'm impressed. So one of the bills that we're putting together has been based on the talks we've had from people within this space, you know, the people that are out there installing the solar and the wind. And like a lot of industries in the state of Wisconsin, they're struggling to find enough workers, enough trained professionals that are able to help install the solar energy panels on people's homes. So we have decided to take it upon ourselves to put together a workforce development initiative that's paid for with Fast Forward dollars, which is a workforce development training program that already exists. We would bring solar and wind education and training grants into that space make sure that we are training the right people to do these jobs, because if we are offering more incentives, you know, and more rebates for people to tap this energy, we want to have the right workforce that's able to make sure that we're able to install these things and make sure that people have that opportunity.
Talking with Representative Adam Nealon of Pewaukee and looking here at the State Capitol Report, it continues in just a moment on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report as we talk about a package of bills being introduced today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Representative Adam Nealon is with us as we look at the bills focused on clean energy and renewables. He's the Republican state representative from Pewaukee, representing Sussex, Pewaukee, parts of Lisbon, and half of the city of Waukesha. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want lawmakers to do when it comes to the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to the phones now with Tim joining us from Big Bend. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good morning. The question I had is, I love the idea of the energy corridor and electric charging stations, but at the same time, the legislature has been discussing increasing the registration fee for electric vehicles in the state of Wisconsin, and maybe Representative Nealon can discuss that. That on one hand, you want to put these charging stations in, but on the other hand, you want to charge people more for driving electric vehicles.
Representative, what's the give and take here?
Sure, yeah, that's a great question. So the idea of charging people more on the front end when they're registering their vehicles has to go with the notion that they're not paying the gas tax, so that they, you know, we want to see an equal distribution of funds throughout whoever uses the roads to be able to help pay for the roads. So that was the impetus of thinking that there should be a slight higher registration fee because down the line they won't be paying as much in gas tax. So it was trying to even it up. Now, I think that the more we have these electric vehicle charging stations, we could offset that cost and we could bring that registration fee potentially down again, because there is a potential then to do a slight user fee or some sort of fee to when you plug in, but it's just bringing balance. You know, it's making sure that people that have not gone to the electric vehicle and that are paying gas tax aren't having more of a burden on keeping our roads up to date and making sure that we're protecting people with roads and bridges. So that's the thinking behind why that there was a slight increase on the EV. It's not to discourage electric vehicles. Obviously, electric vehicles, you know, are a huge part of the future, but it's just to make sure that there's some balance in the cost burden.
Tim, thanks for the call. Representative, let's turn to this last bill in the package involving the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. This was created in 1989 by the legislature to acquire land for expanding nature-based recreation and to protect environmentally sensitive areas. What would this measure do?
Well, this would be just reaffirming our commitment to preserve the Knoll Stewardship Program. You know, it's had a positive impact on protecting, you know, clean lakes, water, and air. But basically, we want to make a commitment to the people of Wisconsin, to the people that are utilizing our natural resources and preserving our sporting heritage. We just want to make a commitment to them that we're going to preserve the stewardship program, and we're going to hope to expand it and protect our natural resources so that we can carry it on into the future.
But this bill, it isn't without some challenges. Not everyone agrees about what to do with this program. Help us understand what you envision when it comes to reaffirming commitment to this program.
Sure. So I think that there has been some, you know, discussion in the past, and there has been some changes to this program. You know, there are different realities with different budgets. You know, in terms of looking at expanding the program, I think that there was, you know, people wanted to take a step back a little bit when we were $3.6 billion deficit, and we were looking at ways to potentially save money and make sure we balanced our budget. Now that we have a surplus, and I think we'll continue to have a surplus, I think there is more of an appetite to make sure we're expanding this program and make sure that we protect it and it's trending in the right direction opposed to trending in the wrong direction. You know, I think in terms of all of the proposals here, I think this one is probably a minor step just to reaffirm our commitment, but I think it's an important one and it's an important message to the people of Wisconsin that we intend to protect our sporting heritage, our clean air, our clean water, and protect our way of life.
And so the reauthorization is for a 2-year period, not a decade.
Yeah, everything that's done in the budget is basically done on a 2-year period. It's not, you know, that's just the way of kind of how our budget program works. And I don't, you know, I think that it's a lot easier to expand something during a budget, and then you come back and you discuss it each budget. A lot of things are done that way, and this is one of them.
One measure is meant to prioritize electronics recycling in Wisconsin. How does that differ from what already exists in some of our communities?
Well, we're just trying to expand what's currently exists. We're trying to provide more opportunity for people and quite frankly, more awareness. I think that even when there's a program out there that exists, if not a lot of people know about it, then it's not making the desired impact that some of us had envisioned when it originally came about. So I think one of the main focuses of this initiative is to bring more awareness to the initiative, to provide more resources to people to understand where and how and why you should be recycling your electronics. In our society, we have more and more electronics. So we thought it's important to do more and more to make sure people know how to safely and smartly recycle those electronics.
We're talking with Representative Adam Nealon on the State Capitol Report. He is a Republican state representative from Pewaukee, representing the 98th Assembly of District. And we're looking at a package of bills today that are focused on energy and the environment. You know, as you roll out these bills, Representative, are you expecting any pushback on these measures? Do you have a sense that there is bipartisan support here?
I would say yes to both of those things. I mean, anytime you roll out an initiative, there's always a little pushback from somewhere. And usually it's not a big picture, like these are bad ideas, but everybody has a different idea about how to achieve the same objective. So you have to bring in a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different thoughts. And ultimately, there will likely be some small changes to these bills as more eyes see them. You know, there's a lot of smart people that have a lot of passion about these issues. So I imagine that there will be some pushback on some tweaks and some work done on both sides of the aisle to make sure we have the best product. Ultimately, I do believe these will be bipartisan. They have tended to be bipartisan issues in the past here, you know, on Earth Day. I've learned, you know, that it was a Republican and a Democrat. Governor Gaylord Nelson and former Republican Congressman Pete McCloskey were the co-chairs of this. So it's been historically a bipartisan issue, and I think it will continue to be.
So as you look forward here on the ongoing budget process, what are you watching for? What questions do you have as the budget comes together?
In terms of this, the environmental package that we're putting together, the biggest issue related to the budget is exactly the dollar amounts, specifically through the clean energy corridor. I mean, the more money that we have allocated to this program, the more we can do, the more we can spread out these corridors throughout the state. You know, it would be nice to have several different charging stations at one location that, you know, that provides certainty to people that if two people show up at the same time, they're both able to plug in and be on their way. I mean, this whole program is, you know, designed to be as efficient as possible. So the more charging stations and more opportunities you have, the better. So my eyes in terms of this package of proposals specific to the budget, it's going to be on that dollar amount that's going to be allocated from that settlement fund to these clean energy corridors.
And this package of bills, is it all being introduced by Republicans, Republican lawmakers?
Yeah, we hope to have bipartisan support. So people from both sides of the aisle to be co-sponsors But I have worked with Chairman of the Energy and Utilities Committee, Mike Coons, very closely on this legislation. We've also, you know, there has been some ideas for clean energy corridor stuff from the other side of the aisle and certain talks that we've had. So we're looking to incorporate some of ideas from both sides within some of these programs. So I do believe you'll see both Republicans and Democrats name attached to the bill. Thus far, myself and Representative Mike Coolidge have been the main authors, and that's typically just how it works at this stage of the process to make sure you have the authors putting all the language together, and that way when you send it out and there's changes to be made, you're ready for it and you have kind of a streamlined process.
We have a tiny bit of time left with you, but on our radar, Governor Tony Evers announced he wants to change the state's multi-billion-dollar deal with Foxconn, saying it's unrealistic that the company will employ 13,000 workers as promised, given the company has decided to go with a smaller footprint. What are you watching for here with Foxconn?
Well, I think the current deal with Foxconn is a very good deal because it's pay for performance. So if Foxconn doesn't create 13,000 jobs, they won't get the entire incentive package. So I think I like the way it's currently designed, where the more jobs you create, the more incentives you earn. And if you don't create the intended targets, then you don't get those incentives. You know, the last pay period that they failed to qualify to meet those job incentives, and they didn't get any state funding. So the current bill is designed. And I think it's risky to go back and renegotiate a deal that's already been negotiated, and it's a good deal for the state of Wisconsin.
And we have to we have to stop right there, Representative Nealon. Thanks for joining us. Adam Nealon is a Republican state representative from Pewaukee. This is the Ideas Network.